the scriptures make the wicked more wicked because now they have the Bible. And that's like a tool. You know, a lot of people have looked at the scriptures and rightly judged that they are a tool of much evil. I'm not kidding. The Bible is no different than a sword. It can do a lot of harm in the wrong hands. And it does. It certainly does. All the false prophets handle the word. All the false ministers handle the word. All these people handling the word, and they do so much damage to people's lives, to their minds. And you know what, though? It is in the word that it would be like that. I expect that based on what I've been taught in the scriptures. I mean, I expect that to be. It's not like, oh, no. You know, people say, see, there's no God. If there was a God, he wouldn't let this happen. Well, according to my God, this is how it's supposed to happen. So it just confirms to me that my God is true. This goes back to Romans 2. You know, don't despise. You know, let's say you do obtain a measure of righteousness. Then you look at someone else and you say, boy, he still hasn't come along. He still smokes dope. You know, you look down your nose at him and despise him. Not considering yourself, all the time you were smoking dope and you thought, I'm never going to stop. Or, you know, this, what's wrong with me? I'm not doing anything wrong. It's just having fun. You know, and all the ways in which you justified yourself when you were doing it. And then you look at someone else justifying themselves and you judge them and say, yeah, they're going to burn in hell. They're definitely burning in hell. And I say that burning in hell lightly because I don't even believe that sort of the common understanding when I say burning in hell. To me, it means they're going to die. They're going to die the second death, and they're not going to inherit eternal life. But I use that because that's how sometimes people just lightly consider these things, life and death. Oh, they're going to burn in hell. And for them, it's much worse because they think burning hell means they're going to be tortured forever. But, you know, through fear of hypocrisy, so many people have turned aside from the path of righteousness. Instead of looking to obtain righteousness the proper way, through the Spirit of God and through the promises of God and through faith in those promises and through the continual seeking and fainting not, they rather have given up that search entirely in favor of a form of, you know, to avoid hypocrisy. They've taken on basically double-mindedness, serving God on one hand and serving mammon on the other, serving God on one hand and serving lust on the other. And according to Jesus, that is not acceptable. That's impossible. You can't serve God and mammon. You can't have hot and cold water came out of the same fountain because you end up with lukewarm. Oh, and then you see in this, as I talk about many times, you see the sins. You know, one man judges certain extortion, unjust, adulterers, people like this publican guy. You know, they look at, you know, I'm not a homosexual. I'm not an adulterer. I don't go to prostitutes. I've got a lot of things going for me, God. I thank you. You've made me. I'm not like these other people. He didn't even say you've made me. I mean, that to me, that's like, I'm thankful. When God, I'll tell you what, I'm thankful God turned me from my drunkenness. I thank thee, O God. But not that I'm not like them. No, that you have given me freedom. Remember, if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Because if you commit sin, you're a servant of sin. We definitely don't want to be sinners. But we've got to remember that we were sinners once. And we have to remember that we are always in need of God's mercy. Because without the mercy of God, our past isn't forgiven. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's not just that like the past is the past. With God, the past, the present, and the future are all like one. The past isn't like gone. He remembers it clearly. It exists. You know, people always want to, we live in a continuum of time and we want to leave behind the past. But we live embedded in history. Our entire lives are not just this point moving along this line. It's a tapestry. And we've woven many things into the threads of our lives. And without God's mercy, I don't care what you think you've become now. If you're standing on your own two feet and not on the shoulders of Christ, you are nothing. And God's mercy is going to depart from you. Remember where you came from. Do not despise the long-suffering and mercy of God, which led you to repentance. Remember, you were a sinner once. Now, sometimes people were raised in the faith. You know, I was raised in the faith, but I definitely wasn't raised like in a... some people are raised up very morally. And I, you know, my parents, my dad really tried to raise me morally. But, you know, I went to school, public school, and obviously had friends. And so that just kind of, parents lose a lot of control with the public schools. Public schools definitely, your children are basically abandoned to the world by going to public school. They're basically, I mean, because they will, they're going to, since they spend most of the time with those are the people they're going to seek to please. I mean, with some exceptions, okay, but point is, I was led down the path of sin, just like everyone else. And the point is, some people, though, going through that, maybe they go to private school, maybe they're homeschooled, whatever, or just some other reason, they grow up pretty moral, and they feel they're pretty good, and I suppose those people will be in the most danger of trusting in themselves and having this I don't need God thing. And it's not so much they don't feel they know God need God. I mean, they need God. But what they feel like is they don't need God to be merciful to them for all the sins they've committed. They don't have to see this great need of God's mercy. Because every man, I don't care who you are, we all need God's mercy. If we don't think we need it, we're not going to get it. You know, people who don't need compassion don't get compassion. People who don't need mercy don't get it. If you don't need forgiveness, you won't have it. They that are whole need not a physician. It's a parable. And the idea is, if you think you're fine, then I'm not going to do anything for you. I'm fine, okay. Far be it from me to interfere with your fineness, says Jesus. You know, when the Pharisees, he didn't forgive those people. He didn't do things for them. It was those who said, have mercy on me, and he had mercy on them. They weren't, have mercy on us, we're a bunch of hypocrites. No. What sign do you show us? Prove to us yourself. And they were that opinion. But you can be righteous and still go to God. God, have mercy on me. Take not your spirit from me. Remembering always, you know, God's mercy isn't something that just came once. We need it every day. So let's pray about it every day. I mean, I think there are ways in which you can be faithless and, like, oh, God, have mercy on me. You know, and he's already being merciful to you. But rather thanking him for his mercy when it's given and recognizing the mercy of God. And sometimes the things we're afraid of, God is bringing for good cause. And so sometimes we thank him in our troubles. We thank him through all kinds of things, through giving thanks, but not trusting in ourselves, rather trusting in him. I think that's clear. All right, don't despise righteousness just because of this hypocrite.